Gaza are being murdered and massacred by the Israeli terrorists. Israel has murdered over 470 people since their first airstrike last Saturday, and over 2,400 are injured. And the worst is still to come. Today, the Israeli troops have entered Gaza. They have entered with their tanks while the airstrikes are continuing to destroy Gaza. The terrible days and nights of the Gaza they had this past week are only getting worse, as we all realize it. And that is why we are here standing with the Gaza. On New Year's Eve, thousands of Australians gathered in the city to celebrate the arrival of the new year of 2009. They were celebrating, dancing, and watching fireworks. While the Gazans, they were watching real fireworks. And as the lights flickered on the screen, I couldn't help but think about the plight of the Gaza children and how these same sights and sounds make them die. So how much longer are we going to stand idle? How much more does Australia need to wake up? Innocent civilians are being killed every day, but Israel claims that their target is armed militants. For how much longer are we going to believe this? They have bombed 14 mosques, universities, even ambulances and hospitals. 30% of the dead and 40% of the injured are women and children. Where is the United Nations Security Council? Whatever happens to international law? Where is the European Union? Why is the international community silent? I can see why Lebanon associates itself with the so-called free world. Every time Israel launches a genocide, we come out to protest, hoping that our cries will be listened to. And today, we stand again, protesting for the same cause. And I'm sure that we will stand again and again until our government listens and... When America and its other Western allies, including Australia, backed up Israel in its crime against the Gazans, they proved to the world that they are a people full of double standards and biases. In George Bush's statement regarding the rule of Saddam Hussein, he said, "Their trials were unimaginable under Saddam Hussein's tyrannical rule. They labeled him a dictator and declared war against him. Now they are supporting all the Arab governments, all the Arab dictators to oppress their people and to stay united in remaining deaf and idle. What double standards! The reason they gave to invade Iraq was to liberate the Iraqi people and give them democracy. Now they are fighting the Palestinian people because they enjoy democracy, because they voted for the government that they wanted. What a democracy! The West opposed all the war crimes committed by Radovan and Karadzic for genocide during the Yugoslavian War, by Erbil Meshia for the genocide in Darfur. But now they are supporting all the war crimes committed by the terrorist Ehud Olmert and his government. What double standards! But regardless of these double standards, we will continue to support the Palestinians. And we will only give up when they give up. And that means never!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Because we uphold one high standard, based on peace, justice, and freedom for all. We will not give up because we are Australians. We are members of the free world. We pride ourselves with a fair go for everyone. And we will pressure our government to uphold the simply a plea against injustice. Enough for Mrs. Lee's writing. I think if we can even make the biggest world uncomfortable and transform even the biggest nation, so we, the people, we can do more than agree, and we will continue to press our government to stop. Be unused. But if faced with courage, need not be limited.